Once more, we find Jesus at a dinner party causing a ruckus. A couple of weeks ago, he was complaining that the Pharisees fight for places of honor. Now, it is their turn to complain. They might fight for social standing, but Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners. Tax collectors were as despised in the first century as they are in the 21st, perhaps even more. Back then, tax collectors were agents of an oppressive government who determined what you owed, and they were allowed to beat you until you paid, whether you had the money or not. So Jesus was hanging out with a pretty rough crowd. They were the lowest of the low and unwelcomed by everyone. When the Pharisees grumble against him, Jesus responds with this parable. A man leaves his 99 sheep and goes out in search of the single lost sheep. When he finds it, he rejoices with all his friends and neighbors. The meaning of this parable seems pretty clear. In fact, he outright tells us what it means. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need repentance. Jesus is eating with sinners because they were lost. They are the ones who need him. So like a good shepherd, he goes to them. The Pharisees are the 99 righteous ones who do not need repentance because they have nothing of which to repent. And yet this obvious interpretation is wrong. Consider the scene and the parable again. Jesus is at dinner with tax collectors and sinners. The parable ends with rejoicing. The shepherd has called together all of his friends and neighbors to celebrate that the lost have been found. Where is the rejoicing in this scene? It's at the dinner. The 99 righteous sheep are the tax collectors and the sinners. They are the ones who are dining with Christ in the kingdom of God. Jesus is staring the Pharisees in the face and saying to them, "Open your eyes, you lost sheep. The kingdom of God is in front of you. Join us so that our celebration may be complete." The Pharisees thought the kingdom was only for the perfect and the pure, but Jesus says it is for tax collectors and sinners. It is a kingdom for the lowly and afflicted, for all those who know deep down that they are unworthy and will ask for mercy anyway. It is for those who have the humility to say, "I need a savior," because they are the truly righteous. Righteousness is not following rules, being pious, or giving all of our money to the poor. Righteousness is an honest relationship. It is accepting the mercy which God offers, even though we do not deserve it. It is rejoicing that God has shown so much mercy, even though we are sinners. God loves us. He loves us so much that he suffered and died on a cross so that we could be with him forever. All he asks in return is that we, like tax collectors and sinners in Luke's gospel, have dinner with him and rejoice, celebrating his great mercy.